Hi, this is Karen Thomas coming to you from AutismOne.org. And as we have the holidays approaching, I thought it again would be a good idea to approach the subjects of anxiety, excessive fears. When we're traveling, we have overstimulation, and kids on the autism spectrum have a really hard time with new things. They really like routine, what they know, what they're comfortable with, and there's a lot of excitement with the holidays, whether it's new foods, going to grandma's house, traveling, gifts, just all of the things that are happening around them, not to mention foods, which, you definitely, we've gone into that already, but in the last shows, but we wanted to talk about gluten, sugar, food dyes, things like that. You definitely can get a lot of that information off of my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, or from my book, Naturally Healing Autism, which is also available on Amazon. It's full of all of the information you would want on the foods that your child will be experiencing over the holidays and how you can work with that as well. But I wanted to today address anxiety a little bit. There are lots of different reasons for anxiety in general before we even approach the holidays. The process of birth can cause what's called cranial faulting, which means the craniosacral, I'm a craniosacral therapist, which means I work on the bones of the head largely, not exclusively, but largely I work on the bones of the head to help them balance so that the brain can function at optimum. But what happens during birth a lot of the time is that the occiput, which is the bone at the back of the head, gets faulted or pushed out of balance, and it can pinch on a couple of nerves back there, and one will affect the digestive tract, and another one will affect issues with anxiety. So by balancing out the occiput, but from a craniosacral therapist, that can be really, really helpful. Another thing with craniosacral therapy, I always find the temporal bones, the bones around the ears, are jammed in children on the autism spectrum or who have ADD. The occiput, that bone I mentioned at the very back of the head, will get jammed up in birth and shoved up into the temporal bones, which it rests against. So the two of them are connected right there, and one will push into the other, and they get jammed and they can't work properly. When the temporal bones are out of place, they will really have a hard time balancing issues of sensory overload. They can create a lot of issues around irritability and anger, as well as anxiety, just as the occiput being out of balance as well. There is a part of the brain called the diencephalon, which responds to incoming stimuli. And when these areas are irritated by cranial compression, the child will experience a lot, an overflood of information. These are those kids who often will have sensory overload because they can't filter out the stimuli coming in. And again, they become anxious and have fearful behavior. Again, it can be treated with craniosacral work. There are many symptoms that can be created besides anxiety and irritability. They can also include hyperactivity. If your kids complain of headaches, now headaches can be cranial faulting. They can also be stemming from gut imbalance, which we have talked about again in past radio shows, and tons of information available on my website, because candida and imbalances in the gut, poor digestive system, that will lead directly to the brain, so you get a lot of headaches and digestive disturbance. Visual problems and asthma are another, or other issues, anything with breathing difficulties, that is often an occipital, again, that bone in the back of your head, an occipital fault where it's out of balance. Of course, earaches, again, around the temporal bones, those ones around your ears. But low energy and lack of mental clarity can also be a big part. And remember, foods and chemical sensitivities will always play a role. A lot of people seem to forget that, sometimes our kids will act up. I know for my own son many years ago when he was still healing that his teacher called me one day. He was in middle school. He had been doing so well. And all of a sudden, he was acting out in class, being disruptive, wouldn't leave the other kids alone. And I thought, what is going on? And the next thing I realized that Halloween had been the week before and he had had some candy, which he, you know, normally didn't eat much of. And by having a little bit, his system just got thrown out of balance that quickly. So there are also some good tools to help calm anxiety. And if you're interested, I've also just released in my another post in my blog at naturallyhealingautism.com, one tool that I think can be very helpful. Many tips I offer that if your child's going to be eating a little bit more sugar, a little bit of sugar during the holidays, things that you can do to balance that out, to help make it not so extreme or their behavior so extreme, things that kind of help. So that I would definitely suggest looking up. To calm anxiety, we want to do anything to calm the nervous system. So there are many tools and resources available, and using our muscles is one way to calm the nervous system. I know for myself, if I go to the gym, it really calms me down. It also allows something called tryptophan to enter the brain when we're working out and exercising. So exercise is key, but also the actual lifting of heavy objects has a very calming effect on the nervous system. So one strategy that we used many years ago was if my child began becoming disruptive in the classroom, we would have a box of books sitting in the classroom, and the teacher would ask him to come up and just randomly say, would you mind carrying these down the hall to, you know, room 10 for me, and then come back, and then have that other teacher at the other end give him a box of books to carry back. So by carrying something, it calms the system and they're able to get out of their seat and walk a little bit. I think that's really, really helpful when your kid is, when your child's in school. At home, especially on rainy days, those can be really difficult. We had a door jam bar put into the doorway of my son's bedroom. Actually, we did it for both my kids. And it's an indoor support bar. It's strong enough to do pull-ups on, and it actually has an attachment that has a swing and a trapeze bar on it. And this one we got from the company called Playaway Toys. At playawaytoy.com or call 715-752-4565. That when they're properly installed, these are one of the safer ones I could find anywhere. They're recommended by an occupational therapist. There are many out there that I would not recommend, but I do like this one. They have a great reputation, the company, and this particular door jam bar has a weight limit of 175 pounds. So it's pretty strong. It can handle a lot. So that might be something to help you look into. An additional resource is sensorygoods.com. They carry swings, floor products, and weighted blankets. Yeah, in occupational therapy, you may have been told, and if you haven't gone there yet, you'll find that some of these sensory issues with these kids, they really like to be squeezed and hugged and kind of almost rolled up in a blanket like a burrito. So weighted blankets on top of them help to calm them down. So sensorygoods.com carries some of these weighted blankets. And you can look into that. And there are other toys that they have or other goods. Building a rock climbing wall in your backyard, or if they can go to the park, of course, is always a good idea for motor skills, mental focus, calming this nervous system. Those are a great thing to do. There is something called neurological switching that I wanted to mention. We all can become what's called neurologically switched on a somewhat regular basis, everyone. But our kids, it's a great way to calm the system down. And mom, you can use it too. So simple actions can cause a neurological system to become confused. We get stressed, the hemispheres of the brain start to disconnect, and then we become clumsy and confused. You ever have those days where you just feel like you're bumping into the wall or you're dropping everything? Well, for one thing, it could be your temporal bones are out of balance, but the other is that your nervous system is switched. So you stimulate the neurobalancing points, and just underneath your collarbone, just underneath on the inside portion of your collarbone. You rub there at the same time as you rub the area that's 1 inch to next to your belly button on the same side of the body. So you're rubbing 1 inch, say to your on your right side, 1 inch to the right of your belly button, and the area just underneath your clavicle on the inside of your clavicle, which is your collarbone, just under that bone there. Then the two, rub those 2 points together at the same time for about 30 or 60 seconds. A little longer is better. So if you have 60 seconds and you're willing, do it. And then switch and do it on the left side of the body exactly the same. An inch to the left of the belly button there, and then just underneath the clavicle. I will be putting out a YouTube video on this so you can look it up to, so you can watch, because I know you might be having a hard time just verbally following me on what I'm talking about. But by rubbing those points, it will rebalance the nervous system. It helps calm the system down. It brings you back into focus. It's great for kids who are in a classroom also. You can teach them to do it to themselves when they start feeling really confused. Another thing is cross crawl, which you may have heard of, where you'll take your left elbow and reach it down to your right knee, and then they tap together, and then you come stand straight up again, and then you come down and tap your right elbow down to your left knee, and then you do the left to the right again, right to the left, and you go back and forth and back and forth, kind of like a game. It's easiest, of course, to do it standing, but you can do it sitting as well. And those are two techniques that will help to balance the nervous system. And again, I will be putting out a YouTube video for that. The natural supplementation GABA, which stands for gamma amino butyric acid, it is a natural type of amino acid. We have a GABA system that we are born with. It's set in our gut. And of course, we know that many of our kids, especially on the autism spectrum, will have an imbalanced gut. When that happens, the GABA system can't function properly. And what the GABA system does is it calms down the nerves. Its whole purpose is to mediate activity between nerves and keep them from overfiring. So GABA will help. You can take GABA as a supplement. And I have recommended dosages on my website at naturallyhealingautism.com. They're on the products page. You can just go down to GABA under anxiety and look it up. But generally, 100 to 500 milligrams a day are helpful. This can be found at any health food store. Certain online sites are good for purchasing that as well. And I have them on my site also. But GABA is, again, something that is natural in our system, gets weak because it's greatly affected by chemicals, especially pesticides. When it becomes diminished, the nerves get overexcited and we get anxiety. So this is really helpful. It helps calm the nerves and the brain. It stops overfiring of neurons and reduces hyperactivity. It blocks overexcited messages. It's really helpful for anger, anxiety, irritability, and memory. It also helps to regulate muscle tone. And there are many pill and capsule forms. And I know that your kids can't take a lot of the supplements in pill form because they're children. And I have found that myself. So I went to lengths to find quality products in powder and liquid forms. And I've put them on the products page on my website at naturallyhealingautism.com so that you'll know what type of product is good to purchase. To avoid the confusion, my whole goal is to make things as easy for you as parents as possible. I have researched for 8 years. I've healed almost all of the issues that my son had, and they're gone today. And I just wanted to be able to offer that information to other parents so that I can save you the time and the money, because not everybody has so much time to be researching on the internet. And then when you do, it's confusing because you don't always know what to buy or who to listen to. So I've given a lot of information, a lot of research, and I'm really trying to help simplify this whole process for you. Another thing to be very aware of, especially during the holidays, because there's more sugar, but also is hypoglycemia, or also known as low blood sugar. It's a condition that comes from when our blood sugar gets too low, or we have not enough glucose in our body, which needs to get into our cells to give us energy. And when we don't have enough, there can be a lot of, a lot of people will know if their kid's hungry, they really start acting poorly. Behavioral outbursts, anxiety, lack of ability to think clearly, confusion, headaches, they'll start crying for no reason, they'll be hungry, they might have nightmares, a lot of digestive trouble, vision problems, hyperactivity. It's just a lot of irritability. And it's because when your blood sugar drops, your brain cannot function properly. And if we eat too many sugars and refined carbohydrates, our body responds by releasing large amounts of the hormone insulin to counteract the effects of all the sugar. And this is really hard on the liver and can cause it to become congested, causing further behavioral problems. Hypoglycemia or low blood sugar can trigger many unhealthy reactions in our bodies. Excess insulin secretion can contribute to many severe disorders, including allergies, asthma, alcoholism, cancer, heart disease, chronic fatigue, depression, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. Parasites and leaky gut can contribute to hypoglycemia as well. So it's one more reason to make sure you get the parasites out of the gut. You've worked on healing the gut. Again, my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, has a lot of information for you on this. And my book is subtitled It's Naturally Healing Autism, the complete step-by-step resource handbook for parents. And when I say complete, I mean complete. I don't think I've left anything out for any question that you could come up with about what you could do to help your child get better. Hypoglycemia causes a lot of stress in the body, and it's triggering the adrenal glands to release the stress hormone cortisol. As cortisol levels rise, stress is registered in the brain. So insomnia is a big portion of this. Some people can't make it through the night because their system has gotten so out of balance by fasting all night. They can't, their body can't maintain its normal blood glucose levels. One supplement that helps the cortisol regulation, especially for sleeping, used on a short-term basis, maybe 2 or 3 months, is called Seriphos. It's Seriphos by the company Interplexus. That's available in many health food stores. I know they have it at pureformulas.com. That's a really good site as well. And the way that we restore blood sugar balance really naturally is to eat. You want to have healthy choices that include protein. Protein will stabilize the blood sugar. If you are hypoglycemic, your blood sugar is low, and you have something like a cookie or, that's got, refined carbohydrates, sugar, any of those types of things, it's not really going to do the job. It could make you worse. It could help for a very short term, like a few minutes, but you basically want to eat a meal that has protein, plant-based carbohydrates, and if possible, really good, important is also to have some healthy, good fats with it. I like nuts, almonds I carry around with me all the time, macadamia nuts. They have a combination of natural, healthy protein and also the healthy fats. The good fats, again, are like from nuts, olive oil, not peanuts, olive oil, avocado, coconut oil. Those are good. But you want to stay away from the bad oils, canola, safflower, sunflower, corn, soybean. Those things are the omega-6, the bad fats, and they'll make things worse. Some symptoms associated with low blood sugar we already mentioned, but a lot of that hyperactivity and anxiety, again, and extreme fatigue and irritability, we're gonna watch that. You'll notice it if your kids get hungry. Other supplements to help balance blood sugar are, again, omega-3 fatty acids. Those are the good omega-3s that we all need. Every single person on the planet needs omega-3 fatty acids, and our bodies cannot make them. So we have to eat foods that contain them, which are Walnuts are very good with omega-3s. Salmon. There are some food sources, but we really, honestly, today in today's diet, we just don't get enough. And we need quite a bit in the kids on the autism spectrum or ADD or lack of focus or memory issues or mood and irritability, kids with a lot of anger. Omega-3 fatty acids are absolute key. Again, on my website, naturallyhealingautism.com, I have on the products page put some high quality omega-3 products that you can find there. The companies Nordic Natural and Pharmax make some really good quality. You want to be sure that whatever you get is not highly processed and that they are getting all of the toxins out of them, because they do come from fish oils. So you want to make sure that whatever fish source was a very small fish, and that whatever possible heavy metals or other chemicals in those fish from the ocean have been extracted. And there are some good processes that are capable of doing that the right way without losing the integrity of the product. And Nordic Naturals and Pharmax do that. I also, on my website, you'll see Captain's Krill Oil. I really like krill oil because krill is, as you know, that's what whales eat, but they eat millions of them, right? There's an unending source practically in the ocean, so you don't have to worry about depletion. They're teeny, teeny, tiny little creatures, and they have a phospholipid type of fat in them versus omega-3 fatty acids have a triglyceride fat. Well, our brain is made of a phospholipid fat. So if you take the krill oil, not only are those creatures very, very small, so the chance of them having more toxins in them is very slim, or much slimmer than a small fish even, but they also have the same type of fat in them as our brains do. And there's, again, information on that on my website. CoQ10 is, or ubiquinol, which is its more absorbable form, are really good to help balance blood sugar. Alpha lipoic acid, chromium picolinate is excellent for balancing blood sugar. Gamma linolenic acid, or GLA, berberine, cinnamon's very good. You can add it to your food; it'll be very helpful. Vitamin D and peppermint are all known to help naturally balance blood sugar. And of course, always eliminate soda and juices, and if you can, at least minimize juices. A lot of people tend to think, oh, it's juice, it's natural, it's healthy. No, juice is just loaded with sugar. And so you really want to minimize it at all. Stay away from refined sugars and carbohydrates if at all possible. Reduce fructose in your diet, even from fruit. Keep your fruit consumption low. Completely avoid high fructose corn syrup. Increase your intake of good oils, again, such as coconut, olive, and avocado, and get enough protein from whole food sources. Nuts, seeds, eggs, grass-fed meat, organic poultry, raw vegetables, if digestion tolerates. And again, avoiding those refined carbohydrates and limiting grains will all help the brain, will all help hypoglycemia, and help to balance blood sugar long term. So I hope that helps you make it through some of the holidays ways that you can help your child and yourself with anxiety that might come up, because I know it does, and it can be very difficult for both the child and the parents and the family that everybody's around, and everybody wants to have a good time. So hopefully that will help you, and I hope you have an enjoyable month. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.